Hi, friends. Happy Easter. I am adding a short little recording before my actual recording to come in and say Happy Easter because I recorded this episode before Easter, not realizing it would release right after Easter. So I just wanted to say Happy Easter. I hope your Lent was very holy and fulfilling and you had a wonderful Holy Week and that you are having a wonderful start to your Easter season. So happy and blessed Easter. And here we go into today's episode. Hello, hello, friends. Okay, I am doing something kind of different here, so I wanted to include a brief intro on what this episode is going to be like. So last year, 2023, around the spring going into the summer, I held a free workshop in my Facebook group called Homemaking Hurdles and How to Overcome Them. And I held this workshop by way of a four-part video series, and it included some free downloads and stuff. The video series was actually something that I tried to go all out, be like all the bigwig influencers you see and do like the slides and my, you know, my little video bubble down in the corner. It is so tedious to do that sort of thing. And I was like, what am I thinking trying to do it all? Anyhow, I did the videos. I thought they were really great. But what honestly happened was I had a lot of interest and then I had a lot of fallout just with like actually watching the videos. And what I realized was thinking of my own self in my season of life, which is many of you, you know, we're busy raising little kids. We have short little bits of spare time here and there. What I realized was that even when I try to attend something like that, usually it's more for business purposes or learning something new for my business or what have you, I probably wouldn't even be able to watch four different videos that are that long. So my first one was like 12 minutes long, and then the next ones ended up being, the longest was like 45 minutes long. And you know, it has all these great slides and the visual is really helpful when you're watching it, but it just isn't fully practical for people to sit and watch a video. I totally get it. And, you know, you could say, oh, well, you could just listen. But again, I've been there. And if I'm trying to listen to a video like on YouTube or something, sometimes I end up needing my phone for something else and then I can't like close out of it. Or I think YouTube sometimes lets you do that, sometimes it doesn't. Anyhow, I was realizing having the same exact information available in a podcast episode would be way, way, way more helpful. And so I decided to do exactly that. So that's what these next few episodes are going to be. So I didn't re-record the information. That would be silly. I literally just extracted the audio from my videos. So the reason I wanted to include that is because there might be times where I might like reference a visual or something, or I might sound kind of choppy because I'm going from one slide to the next. And of course, the quality of the audio is probably going to be a little bit different because I was just recording these as a video, not as a podcast where I use my podcast microphone. Anyhow, what I'm going to do to make this as seamless as possible, now that I've given you all the information necessary, I'm going to include in the show notes a little sign-up link so that you can still access the videos if you want. If you're listening to something and something is just resonating so much that you're thinking, wow, whatever chart she's referencing or visual, I would love to see it, yada, yada, I'm going to include a link so you can sign up. And rather than like a complicated email sequence, all I'm going to give you is a password to a part of my website. I made it as simple as possible. There's a little hidden page on my website where you can literally log into that web page and see all the videos as well as the free downloads. So this is a big thing because in each of these audios slash originally videos, there are some free downloads and you really, really don't want to miss out on these. That's what made the workshop so valuable for people, was having these downloads. So again, rather than doing confusing email sequences because I just couldn't really think about, okay, do I send you the video and then the downloads? What if you don't listen to them all in, you know, three sequential days, etc.? So instead, gonna make it very easy for you, give you a password to this part of my webpage and you can log in, see all the videos, watch them if you want, or do the podcast recordings. And then below each of those videos is the corresponding free downloads, and you just click them, download, bada bang, bada boom. So made it as simple as possible for you. Sorry to make this so long explaining what these recordings are going to be, but I'm very, very, very excited about what is to come after this. So, of course, if you attended the actual thing, you might remember that at the very end, I talk about Happy Holy Home, which is my paid for course. We'll get into that on the last video where I can explain to you how I completely redid it in a way that I think is way more fitting to you guys and to me. And it just is going to make so much more sense for everyone. So without further ado, be sure to check the show notes if you want those downloads. You're going to want them. And let's get into the intro. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to the free masterclass, Homemaking Hurdles and How to Overcome Them. I am so excited to be here. This totally free masterclass is going to address some of the very common hurdles or obstacles. Hurdles just sounds better with homemaking hurdles that many of us face and that I have recently faced and found different strategies to overcome. Of course, it's always an ongoing process, but I think what I have discovered and implemented will be extremely valuable to you. Okay, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Rosie Bowden. I have an online presence known as The Crunchy Catholic, where I create and sell affordable resources for Catholic wives and mothers, helping them to become the best versions of themselves. Okay, so a little bit about me. I am a Catholic wife and stay-at-home mom of three kiddos under five. Makes me a little sad to say that I can actually only say that for a little bit longer. My oldest, my first, she is going to be five in just a few months, but the closeness of their ages, granted, some people have much closer kids, but I'd say these three are pretty close in age. Definitely just makes me, hopefully, relatable for you to understand that I come from a place of not like, hey, I have no kids and here's how I keep my house clean. That's not even helpful. If you're watching this in current time, it was like recently shared that Marie Kondo came out and said she's basically, quote unquote, given up on keeping her house tidy after having three kids. And while it's funny, it's really just so relatable. I remember when I first became a mom, I would look up different resources like self-help, personal development, whether it was house cleaning or mindset. And I would have certain, you know, experts that would mention things and then say something like, well, I'm not a parent, but I get it. And in my head, I just was thinking like, no, you don't get it because you don't know until you know. And me being a mom of three kids this young, I, of course, have had to completely just reframe, you know, the way I think, the way I clean, the standards I've set, what have you. So that's what this is all going to go into. So I have former experience back in my career life as a hotel manager. And the reason I mention that is because it is going to be very pertinent later with regards to how I implemented structure into our house, as well as just the difference of the life I used to live and the life I live now. And I think that goes for a lot of us where we used to be able to kind of have a lot more control of how things went. And now we've had to learn to let go of a lot of control and kind of identifying what things are worth holding on to control and what things we need to let go of. So again, we'll go a little more into that. So motherhood has taught me a lot of things. Like most moms, the newness that comes with being a mom is daunting. It's overwhelming. You're getting used to taking care of a human being who completely relies on you for everything. And maybe a lot of you can relate to this. I actually lived at home until the day before I was married. So I was 23 years old when I got married, and I lived at home because there just was no reason not to. I lived at home while I went through college and all that. And maybe a lot of you didn't necessarily live with your spouse before getting married, but maybe you at least lived on your own. So you had an idea of like some sort of a cleaning schedule for your house. For me, I did not. I was busy working, going to school full-time, college, full-time job, and then in a relationship. My mom, she just still took care of the house. It was just what she did. All growing up, we helped clean, but we didn't, like, I never cleaned a toilet until I was married, which is so mind-boggling to me. And there's other like deeper cleaning, like deep cleaning an oven, deep cleaning a microwave, that I had never even done because
our whole life, we were just pretty busy with like school and sports. There was eight of us kids. So maybe my mom showed like the older few when they were younger, but once they were older, it probably just was easier for her to just kind of do it all. And when I got married, I was honestly shocked at how dirty things got so quickly. I'm like, we didn't even use that room. How is it so dusty? That's just how it goes. And it was so overwhelming to me. So for the first little while of being married, I of course was still working full time. Shortly after was pregnant and then our first kid. And it was just like, I never really proactively implemented any sort of method of keeping our home clean. And that took a huge toll on me mentally, just feeling like here I'm supposed to be, you know, the good wife who has a nice tidy home. And instead I'm just like drowning in all the things, motherhood, homemaking, keeping up with my spiritual life, all the things. So now that I've kind of come full circle, I've taken care of all the other stuff, adjusting to motherhood, adjusting to, you know, my spiritual life and what that looks like as a mom. Now I'm here to finally share what I have learned and what I have implemented with regards to keeping up with our home. If you've followed me for a while, like I just mentioned, you know that I did first have that journey of like, how do I implement prayer life as a mom? How do I maintain and, you know, further develop my soul now that I have this new life to take care of and all that stuff? So seeking God first and having that as the number one part of your day in your everyday life is still 100% the most important thing. But it doesn't mean that we just let our household duties fall to the wayside. So yes, implement the spiritual stuff first. But if you followed me for a while, you already know that. I went through that whole journey. I've created resources and sold those. And now that I have that as the foundation, I now was able to implement new stuff into my homemaking calling. There's a quote, St. Francis of Rome says, "A married woman must leave God at the altar to find him in her domestic duties." Very profound. I absolutely love that quote. It doesn't mean that we like never go to church again, but it just means that as a wife and a mom with a house to take care of, we can't always just up and leave and make a visit to church. It just isn't always practical in our life. So instead, we must reframe our thinking and our spiritual outlook on life as our vocation as a wife and a mom, a homemaker, is how we can serve God. It is how we can show praise and worship to him. Okay, so let's talk about why it's so important. As mothers, we are called to raise our children to become saints, especially in this really crazy and scary day and age that we are living in. We have these precious, you know, 18 years, or in my case, 23, however long they're going to be under your roof, you have that precious, very short, it's going to fly, amount of time to develop their soul, their character, their personality, their heart, into who they're going to be for the rest of their life. And if your home is constantly overwhelmed with stress of just trying to survive and get by and keep the house like somewhat livable, then how are they ever going to thrive into the saints that they are supposed to be? This slide here, if we can minimize the stress, chaos, and overwhelm, then we can create mental and physical space for happiness and holiness. So this first portion really does talk a lot about like mindset and heart set, and that's because it is such a huge deal. You can't just Google or Pinterest search like a printout on how to keep your house clean and implement it. There's so much work that has to be done first, and that all takes place right here. Okay, so we know why it's so important, but why is it so hard? You might think back to a time where maybe you finally did kind of figure it out. Things were finally had somewhat of a rhythm, they were somewhat orderly, and then it went right back to the chaos. What happened? Usually some sort of life event. It can seem like we finally find a groove and then something changes. Maybe you start homeschooling. That's going to be me come fall here with my soon-to-be five-year-old. Maybe you have new sports, a new house, a new baby, a new job, sick kids, commitments, some sort of family tragedy, a challenging toddler stage, or maybe a kid with special needs, something that just has like taken over and all of a sudden it's all you can see. So all the more so, this is why we need to do our very best at eliminating these obstacles and implementing some sort of system so that when life happens, we still have our default thing to fall back on, our default system to fall back on. Ultimately, I want you to remember this. We can't control what we can't control. we can control what we can control. I know, it's so profound. Follow me for more great advice. But seriously, there are so many aspects of life, especially as a mother, that we can't control. We can't control when our kids are gonna get sick. We can't control when there's like some, you know, household emergency, like our heater breaks or our car breaks down. All these many things, life circumstances that we can't control. But there are things that we can control. And I think so often we kind of get this like victim mindset where we're like, I can't control anything. What's the point of trying? But there is so much that we can control. So we're going to kind of go through and identify what those things are, because if we can at least control almost everything that we do have control over, then those other things that happen that we can't control won't just like pull the rug out from under us. It won't be so daunting and overwhelming when that happens, because we at least have some sort of order and control in this area. Okay, so we're going to get right into the three common hurdles. Really, these are three different like areas of hurdles that we're going to address. So get out your pen or get your screenshot fingers ready, get out a notebook, take notes, you're gonna want to. Okay, first I want to segue with a quote. Obstacles become opportunities when you see them as hurdles and not walls. So that's also why I wanted to name this, you know, homemaking hurdles, not homemaking obstacles. So these are things that, you know, imagine a hurdle, it just needs to be jumped over, and jumping over it takes a lot of effort. Like initially, it is going to take a lot of proactive effort on your part. It's not going to be easy, but it isn't a wall. It isn't something that's going to stop you. It's just something that is going to take a little extra effort to get past. And once you get past one, you can keep that running momentum to make it easier to just continue to jump over them as they come. Okay, so the first one we're going to talk about is mental obstacles of our mind. And the second one is going to be physical, so actual physical obstacles that get in our way of maintaining a home. And lastly, we're going to talk about action or lack thereof. So full disclosure, this is actually where I will be sharing about my online course, Happy Holy Home. This free masterclass is hands down so valuable, totally worth being like an actual paid course, but I want to offer it for free because I know that a lot of moms in my audience are like me. You might not have a huge budget. You might most likely be a stay-at-home mom who doesn't have your own income, and you're working a family off of a single income, which is not easy in today's economy. So this masterclass is worth its weight in gold. You're going to be able to take so many amazing takeaways that you can implement right away and improve your homemaking life. However, at the end, we'll talk a little more about this course and if you decide that it's for you. So I just want to mention that I will be talking about that at the very end.
Hey friends, just wanted to pop in and switch up the ending of that recording really quick, because I do talk about the like sign up for the workshop, which of course, now that it's simply podcast episodes, it's completely different. So make sure that if you wanted to utilize the free downloads, that you access the link in the show notes to be able to get access to that webpage, like I mentioned. Okay, thanks for listening. And the next two parts are actually going to be released tomorrow and the next day. So stay tuned for that.